Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of JP Morgan Chase, ticker symbol JPM, one of the biggest names in the financial world. If you're looking to understand what makes this banking giant tick, whether it's a solid investment for your portfolio or just curious about its recent performance, you've come to the right place. We'll break down everything from financials to valuation, SWOT analysis, and even peek into what the future might hold. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. Alright, let's set the stage. JP Morgan Chase is not just any bank. It's the largest bank in the United States by assets with a massive global footprint. Headquartered in New York City, it's a powerhouse in consumer banking, investment banking, asset management, and more. With a market cap of over $883 billion as of the latest data, this isn't a small player we're talking about. Today, we're going to dissect its operations, analyze its numbers, and figure out if the stock, currently trading at around $324.09, is worth your attention. Stick with me as we unpack this financial juggernaut. Let's start with a quick company profile for those who might not be fully familiar with JP Morgan Chase. Founded in 1799, yes, it's been around for over two centuries. This company has grown through mergers and acquisitions, including the notable merger of JP Morgan & Co. and Chase Manhattan in 2000. Today, it operates through four main segments: consumer and community banking, corporate and investment banking, commercial banking, and asset and wealth management. It employs over 3,000 to 18,000 people worldwide and serves millions of customers, from everyday individuals to massive corporations. Under the leadership of CEO Jamie Dimon, who's often seen as a voice of reason in the financial world, JP Morgan has cemented its place as a leader in the industry. Pretty impressive, right? Let's see if the numbers back up the reputation. Now let's talk revenue. How does JP Morgan make its money, and where is it coming from? Looking at the latest data for fiscal year 2024, the company reported total revenue of about $270.8 billion, which is a significant jump from $236.3 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment, the consumer and community banking segment brought in $71.5 billion, making it a cornerstone of their operations. This includes things like mortgages, credit cards, and personal banking. The commercial and investment banking segment was a close second, with $70.1 billion, driven by advisory services, underwriting, and trading activities. Asset and wealth management contributed $21.6 billion, catering to high-net-worth individuals and institutional clients. Geographically, North America dominates with $139.3 billion in revenue, while Europe, Middle East, and Africa, EMEA, and Asia-Pacific brought in $22.4 billion and $12 billion, respectively. What stands out here is their heavy reliance on the North American market, something to keep an eye on if global economic conditions shift. Overall, the diversified revenue streams are a good sign, but I'm curious how sustainable this growth is. Let's keep digging. Moving on to earnings, JP Morgan kicked off the Q4 2025 earnings season with some mixed results. They reported a 7% decline in profit for the fourth quarter, largely due to charges related to the Apple Card acquisition and a drop in investment banking fees. Despite this, full-year profits for 2025 hit $57 billion, just shy of the record $58.5 billion from the previous year. They beat top and bottom line estimates for Q4, which is a positive, but the weakness in the corporate and investment banking segment is a bit concerning. Earnings per share for the full year 2025 came in at $20.09, up from 19.79 in 2024, showing their still growing profitability per share despite challenges. Key takeaway? They're resilient, but not immune to segment-specific headwinds. Let's see what management had to say about this. I had a chance to go through the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript, and there were some interesting nuggets. CEO Jamie Dimon, who once warned of an economic hurricane, struck a more optimistic tone this time, calling the U.S. economic outlook pretty positive. That's a big shift from his previous caution, and it signals confidence in their ability to navigate whatever comes next. Management also highlighted the strategic upside of the Apple Card acquisition, though they acknowledged the credit risk it introduces. They're expecting loan loss provisions to potentially increase, which could weigh on future earnings if consumer defaults rise. Diamond's optimism is reassuring, but I'm taking it with a grain of salt, given the mixed quarterly results. What do you think? Does his outlook match the reality on the ground? All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of JP Morgan's financial statements. Starting with the income statement, their 2025 revenue of $280.3 billion translated into a net income of $57 billion, with a net profit margin of about 20.9%. That's solid for a bank, showing they're efficient at turning revenue into profit. Gross profit margin sits at an impressive 60.2%, reflecting strong control over operating costs. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets grew to $4.42 trillion in 2025, up from $4 trillion in 2024, but cash and cash equivalents dropped from $469.3 billion to $343.3 billion, possibly a sign of reinvestment or debt management. Total liabilities are massive at $4.6 trillion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.38, which isn't alarming for a bank but worth monitoring. On the cash flow side, 2024 showed a negative operating cash flow of $42 billion, a stark contrast to the positive $107 billion in 2022. Free cash flow yield is negative at NIDA's 13.36%, which raises eyebrows for long-term investors like me. Return on equity at 16.4% is decent, showing they're generating good returns on shareholder money, but the negative cash flow trends are a red flag. I'm not panicking yet, but these metrics suggest caution. Let's talk valuation. Is JPMorgan Chase overpriced, undervalued, or just right? With a current price-to-earnings ratio of 15.82, it's trading slightly above the industry average of 14.49 for diversified banks. Not wildly expensive, but not a screaming bargain either. The price-to-sales ratio is 3.23, which is reasonable given their massive revenue base. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 15.24 for 2025, dropping to 14.42 by 2026, and even lower to 13.29 by 2027. This suggests the stock could become more attractive if earnings growth keeps up. Dividend yield is currently 1.76%, or $5.80 per share annually, which is a nice bonus for income investors. Enterprise value stands at $1.09 trillion, reflecting the total cost to acquire the business, including debt. My take? The valuation isn't stretched, but it's not a deep value play either. It's priced for stability, not explosive growth. Let's see how this stacks up against intrinsic value later. Now let's break down JP Morgan Chase through a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is robust, with a net income of $57 billion in 2025 and a diversified revenue stream across consumer, investment, and wealth management segments. Their global presence and brand power are unmatched, and Jamie Dimon's leadership adds a layer of strategic credibility. Weaknesses? The recent dip in investment banking fees and exposure to credit risks from acquisitions like Apple Card are concerning. Negative operating cash flow in 2024 also hints at liquidity pressures. Opportunities lie in digital transformation. JP Morgan is investing heavily in fintech to stay ahead of competitors, and potential growth in emerging markets like Asia Pacific. Threats include rising interest rates, which could squeeze net interest margins, and regulatory scrutiny, as banks are always under the microscope. Geopolitical tensions could also disrupt global operations. Overall, they're strong, but not without risks. What do you think is their biggest challenge right now? Drop a comment. Let's check out JP Morgan's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 6.52%, and it's off 3.34% over the last month, likely tied to the mixed Q4 earnings reaction. However, zoom out, and it's up 1.92% over 3 months, 6.64% over 6 months, and a solid 24.41% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's delivered a whopping 118.08% return, outperforming the broader financial services sector's 56.56% gain. Looking at the chart, the stock surged in 2025, and some analysts are even asking if it's headed for $400 in 2026, a potential 20% upside from current levels. Short term, though, I see some resistance around $330, and if negative sentiment from earnings persists, we could test support near $310. Long term, the trend is bullish, but volatility in the banking sector could shake things up. Are you buying on this dip or waiting for more clarity? All right, let's dive into intrinsic value. What is JP Morgan Chase really worth? I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow model, factoring in their historical growth rates, current financials, and future projections. I'm assuming a conservative revenue growth of 5% annually over the next 5 years, given their size and market saturation, with a discount rate of 8% to account for risk in the financial sector. I've also considered their negative free cash flow trends, which complicates things, and adjusted for potential improvements based on management's outlook. Let's see what the model spits out. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for JP Morgan Chase comes in at around $340 per share, suggesting a slight upside from the current price of $324.49. This assumes they can stabilize cash flows and maintain earnings growth. If interest rates rise faster than expected or credit losses spike, this value could drop closer to $300. On the flip side, if Diamond's optimism about the economy plays out and investment banking rebounds, we could see intrinsic value north of $360. For now, I'm sticking with $340 as a fair target. It's not a huge margin of safety, so I'd be cautious about jumping in at current levels unless you're a long-term holder. What's your target price for JPM? So what's the final verdict on JP Morgan Chase? This is a company with incredible strengths, massive scale, diversified revenue, and a trusted brand. Their financials show resilience, with strong net income and decent valuation metrics, but I'm wary of the negative cash flow trends and risks in investment banking and credit exposure. The stock's recent performance is solid, and my intrinsic value estimate suggests a modest upside. For long-term investors, JP Morgan is a core holding in the financial space, especially with that dividend yield. However, if you're looking for short-term gains, the volatility post-earnings might give you pause. I'm rating it a cautious buy for now, with an eye on how they manage credit risks and cash flow in 2026. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on JPM? Let me know in the comments, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.